Devin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you discuss the adjustments you guys had to make? How did you regroup defensively, in particular after their strong start with the two-score lead early in the game?
They had, maybe one or two plays that we talk about, in this time of year, 16 games, you put in a player or two new that, to me, has some success. But Matt, if he said it best, like, there wasn't, it wasn't a big adjustment game or, we needed to – we needed to play aggressive. We needed to get off blocks. We needed to tackle better. And we did that. That was, to me, the biggest change. It wasn't really, let's play this defense or that defense. Like, we kind of stuck to our calls. But to me, we just played better as a group.
And late in the game, you had a tackle. I think it was on Mercedes Lewis or maybe it was Alan Hearns, about a yard or two short of the first down marker in a critical spot. Can you take us through that particular sequence and what you saw and the importance of making that stop there?
Just sent the nickel. They switched release. Just trying to get to him before the stick, make a good tackle. But the game switched kind of once we got in that fourth quarter. I told the defense, we had to play perfect. We couldn't give up third downs. We couldn't give up the long 6-7 minute drive. That would have ended us. And I thought as a group, rushing the passer, coverage, Ero with a big PBU, obviously steps at the end of the game, getting a sack. Like, we understood defensively, like, it was time. If we gave up anything, we couldn't give our offense a chance. To me, you talk about complimenting football and playing off each other, the end of the game was definitely that.
Devin, what's the key to being a good scoring defense and a red zone defense that you guys seem to have done well in the postseason year after year?
Just making it tough. Our Coach Flores goes over the red area report each week, and he always tells us, make them drive it through the red area. Not too good in the first half of, them driving it through the red area and scoring. But we talk about not giving it up on a chunk play. They get to the 20 to 15, giving up a one play touchdown, but making them, convert on third down, make another play. And when you do that, the odds are in your favor. But it's just everybody tightening up, forgetting whatever happened to get us there, because it's usually something bad that happened. And just trying to play good football, for three downs and make them kick a field goal.
You mentioned complementary football. As the game is starting to make that turn and you feel the offense is starting to get momentum, how important was it you to get the stops, but to get the ball back to the offense as fast as possible?
Exactly. And it wasn't just me. It was Trey Flowers. It's Malcolm Brown. It's KV, Dew, everybody out there. We got to get a stop. We got to do it up front on first and second down. Obviously, you play against a good running team like the Jags. You get behind 10 points. We got to get stops on first and second down to get them on third down. And to me, we did that. Obviously, it didn't go perfect. To me, you don't play in championship games that usually go perfect. You got two teams that are giving everything they got to go to, playing the one game that every team in the NFL wants to play in. And we played against a good football team tonight. So, but it came down to executing and playing 60 minutes. And as a team across the board in that locker room, we feel we're built for that. That's why each guy is here for these games. And I thought we leaned on each other to get it done.
Devin, over the course of the season, what have you seen from Stephon Gilmore in terms of resiliency?
He's a corner. He's an NFL corner. I think when the difference is when you play in Buffalo, sometimes you have a bad game. It didn't get talked about. You come here. I learned early in my career, you have one bad game or one bad play or a play that everyone has no idea what happened, but they think you did bad. We get 10,000 stories on how, you're not good. You make this amount. Steph was good. You don't play corner and have you don't bet 100% at corner. Plays happen. Very talented guy. We knew that from training camp as soon as we got together. But I'm happy because you decide to come here and play in games like this. The guy played awesome. He stepped up. But I thought as a team defensively, we always talk about situational football. We got in that 2-minute drive. Everyone was zoned in on what we could get. You could see even that last play, Steph broke up. He looked at me. I looked at him. I knew we were getting the over route. I tried to hold it off and then get back to the quarterback, give him some time. He got time, broke up the play. Great play, and then D. Lou on the offensive line ending it. That's championship football.
Devin, last time we saw a playoff comeback like this, you guys told us after the game that when the offense got the ball, you said, oh, we got this, it's over. How did it feel to have the decisive drive at the end of the game be the defense shutting down an opposing offense to cap off the comeback?
It's great. Like Dola said, you know, we go against each other all the time in practice. You know, since the playoff bye week, we've had two or three periods of practice where it's no game plan stuff. It's just offense versus defense and compete, you know. And those drills pay off when you get in the game. It's at the end, and it comes down to a guy making a play in one-on-one situations. But we all believe in each other. You know, when we got to stop and they're driving to go ahead, we talked about on the sideline, you know, this is the drive. Once they get it in, this is what we need to do. And to me, as a defense, we just kept playing. And as offense, we kept playing, and it came out, and we came out victorious at the end.
Hey, Devin, just kind of an extension of that. Why does this keep happening? Why do the Patriots keep coming back from victories for victories when it's down, when it's 25 points down, 14, 10? Why does this happen over and over again? What's in the mentality?
It starts off with not playing the way we want to play early and getting down. And, you know, I told a bunch of people earlier, like, we talked about playing from ahead all game, and we played from behind all game. And I remember early in the season, you know, talking to Bill, I said, we got to just understand as a team, when the game plan is to play from ahead, if we get behind, that doesn't mean the game's over. We just got to keep playing. And to me, we kind of learned that throughout the season. No matter what we talked about, whether it was, you know, we can't give up, we got to play great on third down. If we don't play well on third down, then we got to play great in the red area. We got to understand the game flows. And if we don't do something well that we talked about all week, it happens. Whatever, you know, move on and you know, finish the game and just keep playing. And I thought, you know, this team is battle-tested. You know, you go through ups and downs. You go through adversity. Slate said that at the end of the game. But when you got a foundation to lean on, you can not panic, not worry, understand and believe in each other. And to me, we just keep giving ourselves a chance to win. And the hard work pays off when the opportunity comes to grab it and take the lead, and we did.
Hey, Devin, kind of along those lines, but not within the context of a single game, but the latter part of the week from Wednesday and Tom's injury to answering a lot of questions about, or at least being asked a lot of questions about.
Did you think I did an awesome job answering?
Terrific.
Appreciate that, Bob.
As always. What was it like? You guys have to respond to different challenges through the course of the year, but you're preparing for a championship game, and Tom has to leave practice the way he did. Were there seeds of doubt, or did you go back to that foundation of trust that you've always had in the process here?
Yeah, we just leaned on each other. I tell you guys all the time, like, one guy you know not to worry about in that locker room is Tom. I remember even walking in the cabin and Bill was like, it's going to take a lot to get you out of this game, huh? And it's true, you know, and it's just not him. It's every guy in that locker room, you know, we hate being here in April, and we got these three-minute runs that everyone on the team hates. We got squats that we all hate. But when you do all that stuff and you put in that work, we're in here in April running probably more than 90% of the NFL, and Mo is killing us. Or, you know, early in the season, you know, Bill said we got to get in better shape. We got to do this. We got to get tough. So we're running hills. We're fast-paced practice. Like, we hate that stuff. No one would like it. But we understand that's all to get to this game. That's all to be in this game and understand that we've already put in the work. Just keep playing, executing, and believing in each other. That's what all that's for. So when you talk about anything that comes up during the week, we don't worry about that because we put in so much work to get to this game that nothing's going to derail us. Nothing's going to get us off task because these games are too hard to win to have any brief lapse of, you know, we're focused on this or now we got to have – we don't have time for that. And I think we understand every second, every minute, you know, every chance we get to prepare and get ahead, we did that this week. And obviously it doesn't show up in every play of the game, but our hope is overall when it counts that it'll show up and get us a victory.
Question, Doug Kine. Devin, when you guys are down, whether it's 14-3 or 20-10, when you're on the field or you're on the sideline, do you ever think of other games like the Super Bowl last year, any other games that you guys have come back from to know to yourself that we can do this, we can still win this game?
Not individual games, but you playing games like this, Flo said it during the week, it's all about one play at a time, whether it's good or bad. Today we had a lot of bad, but it was just moving on to the next play. And I think each side of the ball takes the field the same. You know, let's get a good drive. Let's get a stop. And to me, when you do that, you start to feel the game, you know, flip a little bit. You start to feel, you know, you get towards the end of these games, pressure's on. And to me, like I said earlier, when you go through all that hard work, that builds you for these moments, for that type of pressure. You got to lean on that. You gotta know that you're prepared and ready to go. And we said it a lot on the sideline, just cut it loose. You know, I felt we were a little too tentative early, and we just cut it loose. And, you know, we got some big plays out of people across the board, and we needed them tonight.
What do you appreciate about Amendola as a teammate and as a DB, what he can do as a receiver?
For one, he's really tough to cover. I hate when they come out in some funky personnel and I got to get on him in a slot because it's tough to know where he's going to go. Abadola's, you know, everyone says it all the time. He's clutch, you know, and that's another guy. You don't worry about being prepared. You don't worry about having to show up. He's going to go out there and do whatever it takes, whether that's punt returning, whether that's making a tough catch over the middle. Obviously, one of the smaller guys on the field, if it's coming down to crack block somebody and you know, block a linebacker, block a DN, you know, I don't think any of our coaches have any doubt that if we put Dolan in that situation and go in there and give it everything he has. So he exemplifies being a great teammate, being a brother in that locker room, veteran guy, you know, great leadership. And to me, that's what leadership is. He shows up when we need it the most. And obviously tonight we needed a big game out of him. I'm sure we'll need more big catches in a couple weeks, and I'm sure he'll be there ready to produce.
Devin, you mentioned earlier about not playing early the way you wanted to. Corey Grant hit you guys up for 3 quick receptions for 59 yards, but nothing after that. Was that just symptomatic of something you had to stop? And it seems that obviously you made the adjustments and stopped it in the second half.
Yeah, that was like one of those. Those were a couple of the plays, like I said, when Bill says, you know, this time of year you put in a little new formation, or, you know, they came out in 21 out, which is two back sets, you know, kind of put them in a slot. Then one from the backfield, and to me that was a little bit, not a huge adjustment, but awareness. Like, you know, 30's in the game. We got to know, you know, what Grant's doing. He's a fast guy. He's trying to out-leverage us. And I thought we understood it. And I think they probably knew, like, if it came back to that, you know, I think we knew they probably had 1, 2, or 3 plays kind of off the same formation. And we talked about it on the sideline. We talked about it at halftime of being better prepared for that, you know, that formation or personnel group. And we did a good job just being aware and handling that.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you.